This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm behind bars in the parish prison at New Orleans, Louisiana, talking with Mr. Milton Burglass, who is an ex-inmate of this prison, but who has now become the assistant to the director of the rehabilitation program here. Milton, how long were you in this prison as a prisoner?
8 months.
How did you get into prison?
I got into prison because I had a very unusual and, in the end, unlivable set of values. And my coming to prison is indicative of this.
What were the values that you had and you now call unreasonable?
Well, I suppose in common terminology, I was money mad. I was very wealthy, but it wasn't enough. There would have never been enough. No matter what I had, I wanted more. I was not free, in the true sense of the word. I was not free to be what it was I really am. In many ways, I had turned my back on myself. And this is what I came to realize in prison, that it would seem that if you turn your back on life around you, you turn your back on yourself. That I am what I am wholly responsible for being where I am. I must take responsibility for everything in the world around me. I am not external from it.
Presumably you could make more money as a geologist than you can make as being the assistant to the director of this rehabilitation program in the prison, couldn't you?
Yes, that's quite true. But there is something that needs to be done here, and it would seem to me that I'm in sort of an ideal position to do it.
What exactly do you do in your job as the assistant to the director?
Well, we have a processing system by which each man that is sentenced to the prison passes through this office. In so doing, he is tested for educational achievement, for intelligence, for occupational abilities, for interest. He is then assigned to the appropriate classes. Then we maintain a counseling program in which we find men jobs when they leave. But we are trying individually to go beyond this and go out to each one of these men.
How do you spend your day? Just the routine of it.
How do I spend my day? Well, I teach two classes. I teach literacy classes and also reading improvement classes. I spend some measure of time just with men talking, perhaps in a group, perhaps person to person on one-to-one basis. There are records to be kept. There are tests to be given. There are job interviews to be arranged and conducted. And then there are a myriad personal problems that seem to come up in the course of every day, where the men come into the office and just sort of sit down and say, I have a following problem, what can you do? For example, we recently had a hurricane in New Orleans. Many of the men that are in here have no way at all of knowing if their families are alive or if they're out floating around on a bit of rooftop somewhere. Quite often men will come in and say, can you find out where is my wife? Where are my children? Do I still have a home? Where do I go when I get out?
And it takes a lot of time to find those details out for the men, doesn't it?
It does. It involves a great deal of errand-type work, the running down of an infinitude of little small details.
Mr. Milton Burglass, an ex-inmate of this prison who is now the assistant to the director of the rehabilitation program in the Orleans Parish or County Prison in New Orleans, Louisiana. This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.